The administrator of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency says he expects a new Waters of the United States rule to be written by winter. Andrew Wheeler was in Bismarck for a roundtable discussion on WOTUS. The rule, as promulgated by the Obama administration, was struck down in the courts. Wheeler's agency has been working on a rewrite based on that ruling. And he told Bismarck reporters,
"My overarching goal to my staff in drafting our new definition is that a property owner should be able to stand on his or her property and be able to tell for themselves whether or not they have a federal water without having to hire an outside consultant or attorney to tell them whether or not they have a federal waterway.
Common sense, right?
I think if people understand what the regulations are, they understand what the definition is, then it would be accepted and people will move forward and we will have the regulatory certainty that everyone wants and needs."
After the new rule is released, there will be a comment period. Wheeler says he expects it will also be subjected to lawsuits.
But what we can do and what we're trying to do is move forward with a new definition that, one, follows the Clean Water Act, and two, follows the Supreme Court cases, so that hopefully all the courts will understand that we're following the law and it won't get held up in the courts. But ultimately, if it does have to go to the Supreme Court, we believe we have a definition that will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
Those attending the roundtable discussion said the earlier WOTUS rule was an overreach. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.